Scott. That's Jay. Wildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 358. We're calling this VCast, Criminalization of Speech. What's the big picture? I want to cover the fake right-left divide, this Hegelian dialectic where we were given choices. We're going to cover X and Twitter. I think it's all theater. Do not trust Baphomet boy Elon Musk. He is not a beacon of free speech. Don't get caught in the camps, my friends. And then the big strategy of cancel culture. What is the ultimate strategy? Folks, it's to cancel Christianity. That's the ultimate goal. All you had to do is look at the ceremonies of the Olympics. They're telling you what's happening. We might do a VCast on the closing ceremony of Lucifer falling down, a beheaded fallen angel coming up from the abyss. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, my friends. But ultimately, are you a terrorist? You need to really look at the details. When I first woke up, I couldn't believe Homeland Security's characteristics of a terrorist, a domestic terrorist. So I want to read some of these. And this article was very, very hard to find. I had to go to Yandex, a search engine out of Russia, to find this. So let's get into, are you a terrorist? You are a U.S. military veteran returning from duty in Iraq or Afghanistan. Of course, the deep state hates trained soldiers that believe in the Constitution. You believe in end times prophecies. Check. You believe in states' rights. Check. Decentralize. Local government is key. You are against abortion. Check. And if you've had an abortion, repent of it. I've given my testimony of how I thought I actually got my girlfriend pregnant in high school, and I was pushing her to get an abortion. She ended up not being pregnant, but she was late for like a month. You are against illegal immigration. Check. You believe in the Second Amendment, of course. You criticize any of the free trade agreements the U.S. has made. You are against same-sex marriage. You believe that an economic collapse is happening. You think the U.S. may declare martial law someday. You believe that U.S. is creating detention camps, of course, FEMA camps, fun camps, as Hillary Clinton said. Jesse Ventura's conspiracy show proved that out. That show was erased from people's DVRs. You stockpile food, ammunition, or weapons. You believe that illegal immigrants are taking away American jobs, and you believe the New World Order conspiracy theories. Well, there will be a one world government in the end of days. So, folks, I mean, come on. That's just about any Christian believes in at least one of those things. But what I want to do is I want to cover, this is an old story, about how ISIS, in this ISIS-inspired suspect, and he was inspired online. He was radicalized online. So you're going to start to see different laws talking about curbing free speech. But ISIS-inspired suspect planned suicide attack at Taylor Swift's concert, Austrian authorities say. This is from CNN. Now, folks, Taylor Swift is not talented. She is an asset. She is a witch. All you have to do is look at her concerts. I mean, good night. She is an illuminated one. And ISIS, we've covered this before, stands for Israel Intelligence. And Obama, we've played the video of Obama basically saying, we're training ISIL. ISIL is ISIS. Now, the fact checkers will say, hey, well, he made a mistake, did he? Because you'll know them by their fruits. I'll never forget this. These bombers, these USA pilots were bombing and supposedly getting rid of ISIS. And a couple of them came out and they said, we're actually bombing and it's helping ISIS. These genetically modified soldiers. Israel was taking care of ISIS. ISIS is us, was the famous quote. So why the psyop of ISIS is basically going to bomb a Taylor Swift concert? Well, they created this chaos. They allowed the West to be invaded. Think Deagle Report, where the West has to lose 70 to 80% of the population. Then they go around and create this chaos, and they criminalize free speech of people that are fighting against this.
We will throw the false force of the law at people. And whether you're in this country committing crimes on the streets or committing crimes from further afield online, we will come after you.
Talk to me about that, because we have seen some high-profile figures whipping up the hatred. You talked about it in there with the officers, in fact, about this being added to by online commentary. I mean, I'm even thinking of the likes of Elon Musk getting involved. What are you considering when it comes to dealing with people who are whipping up this kind of behaviour from behind a keyboard, maybe in a different country?
Being a keyboard warrior does not make you safe from the law. You can be guilty of offences of incitement, of stirring up racial hatred. There are numerous terrorist offences regarding the sort of publishing of material. All of those offences are in play if people are provoking hatred and violence on the streets, and we will come after those individuals just as we will physically confront on the streets the thugs and the obs who are causing the problems for communities.
It's all order out of chaos. Yes, people will die, but these are false flags, my friends. Their end goal is to bring in this beast AI monitoring system, this pre-crime all-knowing system to measure you under the skin, this blending of man and machine, ultimately, that we've always covered. Probably 50% of our content is about transhumanism, iron mixed with clay, graphene oxide mixed in you, the seeds of men will not cleave. But they need this chaos to create laws, to bring on ID 2020, where you can't do anything without your digital DNA type ID. That's the mark of the beast system. All of this is divide and conquer. But I want to play this video of this news caption where listen closely. They're like, this ISIS bomb threat, he was radicalized online. Well, ultimately, going back to Christians, that is the total cancel culture is against Christianity. Let's roll it.
Taylor Swift Eras Tour shows in Vienna, Austria have been canceled after authorities say they thwarted an ISIS-inspired terror plot. Law enforcement officials say that they arrested two suspects, including a 19-year-old Austrian citizen who they say pledged allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State and plan to target Vienna with a focus on Swift's concerts. And the pop star had three shows in Vienna scheduled for tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. ABC News foreign correspondent Maggie Rulli is live for us in London and has been tracking this. Maggie, so glad to have you with us. What more are we learning about the cancellation of these shows and this alleged terror plot here?
Hey, Candy. Yeah, Taylor Swift announced the cancellation of her shows on social media. Her team posted a statement saying, with confirmation from government officials of a planned terrorist attack, we have no choice but to cancel the three scheduled shows for everyone's safety. Now, this decision came down just hours after officials say they arrested two suspects who they say had become radicalized online and also had come up with a very detailed attack on Taylor's concerts in Vienna. Now, police have been quite limited with the information that they're releasing. All we know right now is that one of those suspects is a 19-year-old Austrian citizen. They say had become radicalized online.
Now, you might be sitting back, well, this is in Europe. It doesn't apply to me. Folks, it applies here in the United States. Supreme Court allows White House to press social media companies to remove disinformation. So who's the Ministry of Truth? What is disinformation? I just found it interesting. The CEO who took off like a million videos on YouTube in terms of the poison poke ends up dying of cancer at a very, very young age. She was in her 50s. God will not be mocked, my friends. So here, the Supreme Court, they're priming the way, and ultimately they're going to criminalize speech. That's where it's headed, especially once Noah Hyde laws get implemented. Now, I want to go a little bit bigger with this false light, right, that Elon Musk and X is a beacon of free speech. Is there some free speech there? Sure. But there's also a lot of censorship. I've heard many people talk about if you're speaking against the genocide in Gaza, you're pretty much ousted, my friends. If you really poke the deep state, for example, with the Whitmer case, you could be in danger of losing your account. So don't fall for this fake light. Remember, Lucifer and the Antichrist is going to come in as a beacon of light to solve all these problems, all this darkness, probably in our ministry's point of view with Noahide lust, but it's wings of the same bird. So let's get into just some observations about this nonsense. So the illusion of free speech, let's read from the expose. UK government is supercharging its assault on free speech, both within the UK and globally. This is from Reclaim the Net. It has now emerged that the government in London has started flagging content it deems to be misinformation, but also something referred to as concerning content. X is among those who have been asked to remove posts which British officials consider to threaten the country's national security. And while reports say Google, Meta, TikTok are complying with these demands, X is said to be resisting them. So X is being positioned as the right-wing platform. And you think about Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos, that's for the left. It's this fake choice. We have Neuralink to hook you up into this transhumanism seed war, and then we'll have Microsoft and Apple side for the people on the left. It's a fake choice to get you synthesized in the middle, which is this beast system and this new age religion. But let's continue. The accusations that social sites are providing a platform for hate, while allegedly unaccountable for that, is coming from cabinet members and MPs alike. Science, Innovation, and Technology Secretary Peter Kyle has revealed that he and Homeland Secretary Cooper are working to get content they consider harmful removed from the internet. They're all working together, my friends. And again, if you question the woman in the book of Revelation where they crucified Christ called Sodom and Egypt, it's our ministry's point of view, you, like Elon has done, will have to take a trip to Germany to be reconditioned on what and who you can actually speak against. Folks, they're coming. They're coming for us. But here's an example of this theater, this right-left divide. To me, this looks scripted. So basically, Elon's going to do a post of Kamala Harris that is a deep fake. And then all of a sudden, Newsom, the governor of California, is going to be like, we're going to make laws against this. And it's just kind of this back and forth. Don't get caught up in it. Because to me, it feels like this is by design. It puts deep fakes front and center as an issue. Then all of a sudden, we're going to have leftist laws going after deep fakes. They gave us this technology for confusion, ultimately, again, to bring on ID 2020. And you might be saying, oh, I love Elon. Don't. I mean, come on. His profile pic was Baphomet boy. And Musk is not your friend. He has the same solutions. I've played it multiple times as the World Economic Forum leader, Klaus Schwab, with this carbon tax crap. I mean, good night, my friends. It's fake choice. But listen to Joe Rogan, right? And he's another character. But listen to Joe Rogan just loving Elon. Have discernment, my friends. This looks staged to put deep fakes in the narrative for the future battle between this divide and conquer nonsense.
And do you see what Gavin Newsom said to him?
No.
Gavin Newsom said that you shouldn't be posting this. That we're going to make it illegal. And I'm going to sign a law. And he said, professor, suck on these nuts.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Elon retweets altered Kamala Harris campaign. Says manipulating voices in an ad like this should be illegal. I'll be signing a bill in a matter of weeks to make sure it is. And then he says, I checked with renowned world authority, professor, suck on these nuts. And he said, parody is legal in America.
Oh, my God.
What a wild dude.
Wow.
What a wild dude. Because he's not scared of those folks. Because he's the richest man in the world.
Yeah, and if you look at where Elon got his money, folks, is from government. Don't get caught up in this nonsense. Now, the deception is so great. Tucker Carlson had Big Rich on talking about a post-trib rapture or mid-trib rapture. He's like, you know, reading Matthew 24. It was great. Second Thessalonians, you're going to see the Antichrist. You're not going to get raptured out of here. I thought it was a very, very impressive interview. Then we see he's pushing Noahide laws. These are great. Now, is Tucker with his Kabbalah wristband just kind of playing the part? I don't know. But Noahide laws, I think there's seven of them. If you worship Jesus Christ, it's considered idol worship. Then if you look at the sub-laws, it's off with your head. And if you're a homosexual, it's off with your head as well. Because the Antichrist is going to come in and he's going to say, we need to get rid of sexual perversion of polluting our kids. And everybody will be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, don't fall for this, my friends. Pray souls get saved. But it's creepy. This creeped me out.
The non-Jews have seven laws of Noah. That's all you got to do.
I've read them.
And you get into heaven. And they're pretty easy.
They're great.
They're great. Are they great? Are they? Really? And then here's where it gets creepy, folks. You got to check out Final Days Report episode 340, where this proposed law, it primes Noahide laws, and it would make the Bible illegal under the guise of hate speech. That's how they're going to actually attack the Bible, is they're going to say it's hate speech against sexual immorality and also the synagogue of Satan. And this guy, transhumanism Trump, who signed Noahide laws, what's he talking about here? He keeps on wanting to bring the death penalty. When will this be for Christians that are speaking against the atrocities of what Israel is doing?
This evil anti-Semitic attack is an assault on all of us. It's an assault on humanity. It will require all of us working together to extract the hateful poison of anti-Semitism from our world. This was an anti-Semitic attack at its worst. The scourge of anti-Semitism cannot be ignored, cannot be tolerated, and it cannot be allowed to continue. We can't allow it to continue. It must be confronted and condemned everywhere. It rears its very ugly head. We must stand with our Jewish brothers and sisters to defeat anti-Semitism and vanquish the forces of hate. That's what it is. And those seeking their destruction, we will seek their destruction.
Check out the last three podcasts that we've done going after Trump. I'm not a Christian. I love you Christians. Last time you need to vote. One of the videos I played, he's like, yeah, we're launching the poison poke weapon. He almost said weapon. Guys in the know, my friends, pray he has his Saul moment. Pray he has his Saul moment. They're putting in Zionist leaders all around the world. I just read 37 assassinations happen in Mexico. You really think that new president that was predicted by the Economist magazine earned it? What a great time to be alive, my friends. Pray our Jewish friends become Christians. Pray that there's a remnant. Pray our leaders come to Christ. Christ can shake their tree if they're on the synagogue of Satan's side. So again, if you follow our ministry, if you really look closely, you have the whore and the woman. The woman, again, is where they crucified Christ, called Sodom in Egypt. And the AI God, the fake Trinity, AI, run by quantum computers that speak to other dimensions. You think about CERN opening up dimensions, their own words. Somehow AI will be demonically possessed. And in my dream in 2008, I saw the Antichrist. I think it was the Spirit Destiny. Who knows? It could have been a bullet that just was very, very slow. Ultimately, the Antichrist was speaking in front of these Greek columns. They ended up putting his head on this mega computer. And he showed up as a hologram. It sounds sensational. But these quantum computers are being run by brain cells. You can look it up. We've documented it. And then 6G, 5G is the fake Holy Ghost. And ultimately, it's iron mixed with clay. The seeds of men will not cleave. This is defiling the temple of God that is you with wireless body area networks, turning you into this energy source to power 6G. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's very, very clever. And ultimately, it's a soul trap. But I just thought this was interesting. Final Days Report 304, The Gospel, Israel's AI Gaza Target Acquisition Program. So when will this be you? When Noahide laws are implemented, when the Antichrist comes into power and turns this system on. And it was just creepy at the Olympics. Check out the Israeli gymnastics team with the all-seeing eye on their uniform. This is Lucifer, my friends. But let's read Revelation 3:9, King James Version. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Now, personally, most Jews that follow rabbis aren't reading the Kabbalah, the Talmud, the Zohar. They're just not reading it. They're trusting in some of their leaders. And then there are Jews that really are Torah believers. So to bless Israel, pray that they get saved. That's how you bless them. Pray that the scales of their eyes are opened, because this is where this one world government in our ministry's point of view will be run out of. And we've done a couple of Bible cases on it thereof. But going back to the criminalization of free speech, ultimately it's going to cancel Christians. You can see this. I have had Pastor Larry's, some of his Bible studies, taken off TikTok, taken off Facebook. They're coming after the Word of God. Buy a King James Version Bible and hide one. Have one for yourself, but get hard copy and put it to memorization as well. Because again, Final Days Report episode 340, they want to ban the Bible under hate speech. That's against sexual perversion and linking the synagogue of Satan to killing Christ. Those two things. But I like to end with scripture, Matthew 10:22, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. We just did a Bible study. That's key. Endureth to the end. Become an overcomer. Two things. Endure the flesh. Get out. Don't get into habitual sin. If you sin, repent. We all fall short, but repent. And never deny Christ, even if your head's on the verge of getting chopped off. And then 2 Peter chapter 3, let's read, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. I mean, we're seeing that now. Some of my friends, when I'm blowing the trumpet, they're like, whatever. You know, kind of as the days of Noah, eating and drinking and being merry. Matthew 23, verse 36, verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye should not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, for I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. So read Matthew 23 as homework. It's just interesting. We have the synagogue of Satan, these Satanists, witches, warlocks, and you can go down the Freemasons when they get to the 33 degrees that they worship Lucifer. The organization is pretty deep and multi-layered. But at the end of the day, the perversion of these Satanists is to do a 180 from the Word of God. So God says, don't do incest, they'll do incest. God says, don't defile an animal sexually, they'll defile animals sexually. You hear the testimonies of former witches defiling themselves and doing things that are anti the Bible. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. So let's summarize, my friends. This Taylor Swift so-called ISIS thwarted attack smelled like a psyop. Why would ISIS, who's CIA and the Mossad, why would ISIS attack an agent like Taylor Swift? And then all of a sudden it's radicalized. This person was radicalized online. Not buying it for a second. Supreme Court says the White House can suppress free speech. Of course it can. But the big picture is don't get caught up in this fake right-left divide, because they're all on the same team in our ministry's humble opinion. Maybe there's some infighting, sure, but good night, my friends. Look where the money is coming from with some of these so-called free speech platforms, because they're not free speech. If you talk about the Gaza genocide, you'll be taken out, according to the testimony of some popular social media influencers within the so-called truth movement. This is the mark of the beast system. Don't get caught for the fake light. I might do a podcast on the Olympic ceremony, the final one, the closing ceremony, just demonic. My advice, look to see if you can find the entire closing ceremony on YouTube where Lucifer comes down. They're showing CERN opening up portals. They're showing these demons bowing down to Lucifer. And then all of a sudden this angel comes up with no arms, severed head, no head. They show another woman beheaded. Telling us, my friends, Revelation is in play. It's in play. It's God. God's in control. But if Lucifer's kicked out, he has but a short time, my friends. And you can see the beast system coming. Check out that last podcast I did. 8 signs of the end of days I'm looking for. A little bit different of a twist. And I missed a bunch, I'm sure, because there's so many prophecies to be fulfilled. But those are the big ones that I'm looking at. So have a blessed day. Thank you for your support. Make sure you subscribe on our website, sjwellfire.com. Check out some of those old podcasts. Make sure you share. And have a blessed day, my friends.